Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Christian and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a new radio television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, since you answered no to that question, sir, we can go ahead and continue with the survey. We really appreciate your participation. Next question. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? And your options are, I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely going to vote. I am somewhat likely going to vote. I am not very likely going to vote. And I am not at all likely to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you, sir. With which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a postgraduate degree.
Thank you. Are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. And what is which group does your age belong to? Between 18 and 35, between 36 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you, sir. Most of the following, from the following list, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? And I'm gonna go down the list, okay? Or let's take it one at a time, and you can tell me yes or no if it would be one issue that would help you and your family. Illegal immigration.
No.
Taxes.
No.
Local growth and development.
Yes.
Okay, if the election, I guess you could only pick one. If the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? And these are your options. Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, and the same for the Republican candidate.
Lean to the Republican.
To the Republican? Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
Is that a somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, just tell me so. The first person is Susan Plasencia.
No opinion.
Thank you. Next, Nate Douglas.
No opinion.
Next, Maxwell Frost.
No opinion.
And next, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez.
Negative.
Is that a no opinion unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Is that a very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Next, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming November elections. If the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we have Joe Biden, and Donald Trump.
Is there a libertarian third-party candidate?
Yeah.
No.
There's another party candidate.
I would probably vote third-party libertarian.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for another party candidate?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? So right here, they want you to pick between Joe and Donald, but if you don't want to, you don't have to.
I'd pick Joe.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden? It's a probably, right? It's a probably. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm probably going to go vote Libertarian unless something happens, and then I'll probably vote for Joe.
Okay, thank you, sir. If the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? We have two candidates, the Democratic candidate Nate Douglas and the Republican candidate Susan Plasencia.
No opinion.
Thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Are you leaning towards one of those or no?
I haven't looked into them enough. I will do that before the election.
Okay. Sounds good. Next question. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in an election for Florida State House? So we have two options here. A candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to deliver for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government.
No opinion. I'd have to look at the candidates. I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed at all?
Not changed at all.
Thank you, sir. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher, interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. In fours to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? And we have two options. President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
That's not a simple question. I think that there's no white hats. They're all responsible.
Okay.
Everybody, all of them.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you would be more likely to vote for. Okay, so we have two statements here. First says, Nate Douglas, a proud African-American progressive who wants to stand up for the extremist MAGA Republicans and drastically change things in Florida, better represent the needs of undeserved groups like minorities, immigrants, young people, and members of the LGBTQ community. To achieve this, Douglas supports things like raising taxes on the wealthy, canceling student loan debt, and creating a Green New Deal for Florida. And this is the second statement. Susan Plasencia, a Hispanic woman who believes the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is an embarrassment and is making things worse for everyday Americans. As your state representative in Tallahassee, Susan Plasencia is a public servant who fights for good ideas to help people, not a politician who serves herself. Plasencia has constantly worked with both Republicans and Democrats to deliver things like middle-class tax cuts, teacher pay raises, insurance reform, and relief for seniors.
Based on those statements, I would say the second one.
Okay. Give me a second. Yes, the second one. Okay. Thank you. If you knew the following statements about Susan Plasencia were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Susan Plasencia in the election for Florida State House of Representatives? So I'm going to read you some statements here. It says, Susan Plasencia believes in protecting and strengthening public education in Florida, which is why Plasencia voted for record increases in public school funding, as well as for additional $2.5 billion for teacher pay raises. Does that, and your options are much
sure,
more likely.
Sure, that's great. Yes, more likely.
More likely. Thank you, sir. Next one says, Susan Plasencia believes that every child deserves the same access to world-class education regardless of their zip code, which is why Plasencia voted for the largest expansion of school choice in state history so more parents can send their child to the school that best meets their needs, all at no additional cost. So much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely.
Neutral,
no difference. Thank you. Next, Susan Plasencia believes raising property insurance costs is a bigger problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower the our property insurance bills, Susan Plasencia wants to take bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering require big insurance companies to reform a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of low rates.
Neutral.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, I believe houses and insurance is a big problem, but all those are not the solution.
Okay,
no,
sure.
You know.
Thank you, sir. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election for State Florida House were held today among the Florida candidates for whom you vote, and you're still undecided, right? You're not sure. You're gonna have to read up on that, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a few months to the election, and usually what I do is I look at the statements of the candidates at a closer time and make my decision then.
Okay. Thank you. Now, you will now be giving some more statements about Susan Plasencia. Would it make you more like a, I'm just gonna go and make say that right now you're undecided here. Okay, so
sure.
They just keep if you need to find them same for them. Okay, let me see here. Come on, give me a second. Okay, and now, one final time, my God. They just want you to pick right now. If you had to choose to leave anyone in this, I thought it was, okay, yeah, undecided. Okay, so you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Okay, how long have you lived in Florida? For 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10? Between 11 and 20? Or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Donald Trump?
Biden.
You vote for Biden? Okay, thank you. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote for Democrats, usually vote for Democrats, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually Republicans and always Republicans?
I would say pretty even, actually.
Okay, even. Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political?
I am a moderate.
A moderate. Thank you, sir. Well, that concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation, okay?
All right. Goodbye.
Take care. Bye-bye.